views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. You're tuned into the hit show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. Now, get ready to shine with your host, Kelly Wadler.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Shine On Radio on Monday. We're here every Monday, same time, 12 p.m. Eastern. Okay, so today we have an awesome show, as they always are, but we're going to be diving deeply into one of my main missions in Shine On Movement, which is my company, and that is mindful eating, making peace with our relationship to food, and making peace with our bodies and ourselves. This weekend on Friday, I was at a birthday for one of my good friends, and I was taken aback by a moment I had. We were at this concert, and my inner monologue was going a little nuts. It kept saying, kept questioning this question. It kept going, am I skinny? Am I skinny? Am I skinny? Do I look skinny? Do I feel skinny? And believe me when I tell you that my whole latter part of my 20s has been trying to come to peace with that word and embrace the shape that I'm in now, no matter how it's perceived to anybody else. And I bring that all up today to share that even when we consciously are working on making peace and being at peace with the figure we have, the shape that we have, if you are like myself, which it has once been a challenge and a struggle, sometimes it comes back. Sometimes we have moments of it getting into our brain. And this weekend I had one of those. And what I do when I get bogged down by my inner bully, I call it, when that's questioning if I'm enough or if I'm too much, is I go back to, you know, the things that make me feel good and the things that reassure me of my worth, which is infinite. We're going to be diving right into all of that today. I have an amazing guest. Her name is Dina Garcia. She's a dietitian, a nutritionist, and a mindful eating coach. And she has her own story, just like that. She's conquered her own food struggles. She's conquered that battle of needing to lose weight and what that means, reversed her pre-diabetes, and she took her story to create a company and a mission and a passion that is out to help women develop a positive relationship to food, to fitness, their figure, all while empowering them to live a healthy lifestyle. So with that said, you know, Dina, welcome to our show. And we're so glad to start talking about something I love the most, which is healing our relationship to food.
Hi, Kelly. Thank you for having me. I'm super excited to be here today. I have a lot to share.
I know it. So let's start with the same question I always ask all my guests. What journey, I think I mentioned some of it, what journey did you take that led you to finding your shine and following this true calling, which is to help other women develop this positive relationship to themselves?
Well, I think this passion really began because of my own struggles with food. So going way back, like to when I was a child, like a small child, I can remember using food, eating too much, kind of, you know, to the point where I would feel uncomfortable and just really liking to eat, and particularly not healthy foods. And, you know, growing up, I grew up in a German Catholic family, you know, pretty strict. I went to private school, and I, you know, part of how we dealt with things in my house, and I think this is probably other people can relate to this as well. So we kind of dealt with things by not talking about it. You know, I had a big family, three brothers, and, you know, we were always busy. And a lot of times our feelings and coping strategies didn't, I felt like they didn't really get developed and nurtured. And I ended up using food as a coping mechanism. And going into my teenage years, which is really when life starts to get pretty stressful, I think especially for females, you know, we start to develop body image issues, and that's when our self-confidence really develops, and we really become, you know, who we are. And at that point, I didn't have a lot of good coping strategies, so I found that I ate to cope with stress. And at the same time, you know, society is giving me these messages of you need to be thin, you need to be beautiful, you know, you need to live up to this image of perfection. And, you know, my mother, who I love dearly and I have a fabulous relationship with, she was, you know, always very good at dieting. And, you know, she, I can remember her being on a diet since I was a young girl. And, you know, so that was kind of some behaviors that I also learned. But at the same time, I was using food to cope. And so I eventually developed bulimia. So I had an eating disorder in high school. And even though, I mean, I think bulimia is a very serious condition and should never be taken lightly, I probably had somewhat of a mild case, if there is such a thing. At least that's what I've convinced myself. I consider myself to be a pretty smart, bright young woman. And I kind of just willed it away. I said, you know what, Dina, you're smarter than this. You shouldn't do this. You've got to figure out a better way. And so I kind of just stopped cold turkey, so to speak. But what I did not do, because I never saw treatment or help for the disorder, so I never really developed those coping skills that I needed. And later on in life, after college, when life started to get stressful again, even though I didn't have the eating disorder, I still binged, which is another form of an eating disorder. I binged to deal with stress. And my first year as a dietitian, I put on almost 20 pounds. And because of this binging, and through that time, I developed prediabetes. And that's when I realized, you know, it was kind of a wake-up call for me to some extent. I said, you know what, Dina, you got to get over this. Like, something's got to change. Like, you're smarter than this. You know better than this. You went to school to learn how to eat healthy. and yet I was struggling with connecting the dots between knowing what to eat and doing it. I became really good at dieting. And that was probably the only reason I didn't gain more than 20 pounds in that first year. I also did a lot of exercise. But I basically, you know, I took one long, hard look in the mirror and said, okay, you know what? You're still fabulous. Doesn't matter if you have some fat bulging over your jeans. You know, you need to start focusing on you from a mind, body, soul, you know, the whole package, and start doing things to be healthy. Stop worrying about your weight. Stop obsessing over that number on the scale, because that really has no determination into my value as a person. And I started many things I did, which hopefully I'll get to talk about some of them today. But one of the first places that I started was with body gratitude. And I also have a private Facebook group. And this was the first challenge that we did in the Facebook group as well, because I know how important it was for my journey. So for 30 days, piece of paper, number 1 through 30, really simple. You wake up day 1 and you write down one thing you're thankful for about your body. And then day 2, you wake up, you read number 1, you write something new for number 2, and you just keep repeating that process every day. And it really helps you to change your perception from all the negative things you're thinking about yourself. The not good enough, the why can't I lose weight, the why do I look this way, you know, why is my, you know, shape a certain way. I want to have, you know, a thinner waist. I want to have, you know, toned legs. Like, don't focus on all the things that you don't have, but start focusing on all the amazing things that you have to appreciate about your body. And it really, really made a huge difference for me.
Amen, sister. And I mean, I really resonate with everything that you do. It's very similar to my own story. And I love that there is now finally, I think, more of an open honesty about food and our relationship to it. Right. There weren't as many outlets, I think, for our mothers to talk about their relationship to food. And so right. dieting was in, and, you know, that's how we healed our relationship to food. We dieted, we binged, and that's what their mothers taught them. And luckily right. now we're in a time where we have these very powerful women like yourself that are saying, listen, I am sick of what I was taught of, and I'm changing it. And I'm going to be vulnerable and talk about the fact that I am a binge eater, an emotional eater, and here's what I learned, and here's how what you can learn to heal and to cope. Right. So, yay! That's what today's right. show is all about. Okay. All right. Listen, everybody, we'll be back right after this break. When we come back, lots more about what Dean is up to in her business, how she can help you, and lots more about all of our tips for emotional eating and mindful eating and loving who you are. We'll be right back. See you in a second.
So I'm back to the velvet underground.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
1230 WBLQ.
any day now. I will hear you say goodbye, my love.
Welcome back to Shine On Radio. We have a really special show today. I mean, they're all special, but today's really special because we're getting to the heart of what Shine On Movement is all about. So if you're new to this show or you're listening every week and need a reminder, I'm your host, Kelly Wadler, who hasn't changed her name yet, just got married to Kelly All. But one of these days, it'll be officially Kelly All. But if you're new to Shine On Movement, my company is all about celebrating what makes you, you, and I utilize body positivity, nourishment, and self-acceptance to do that. And today we're getting to the heart of the nutrition and the nourishment, the mindful eating, the healing, the relationship to food, something that was quite a challenge for me for years, and a challenge for also my guest, who is ended up turning that into a super positive business of hers. So, Dina, we have Dina Garcia here. Can you please let us know how we can contact you, reach you, what you got going? And you have a bunch of opportunities for us to connect for you for to connect to you for free. So let us know.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, you can go to my website, which is vidanutrition.com, V-I-D-A. Vida means life in Spanish, right? Just, you know, life nutrition. This is really about changing your life and how it all is related to how food is related to your life and how changing your life makes it easier to eat healthy. And it's just really very connected. So you can go to vidanutrition.com. You can also join. I have a private Facebook group that's called Eat Play, Love Yourself Healthy. And you can just go to Facebook and search for that group, Eat, Play, Love Yourself Healthy, or go to facebook.com/group/ Eat a Nutrition. I'd love to have you join.
Yeah, everybody, go take advantage because, you know, before the break, we were talking a little bit about Dina's journey of, you know, her background of binging and disordered eating. And, you know, I mentioned I really resonated when I was a dancer growing up, and I have always loved food. Like, I was born, came out of the womb, loved food, was never a picky eater. You could put anything in front of me. I loved it. Food definitely gives me joy. But at the same time, there were years where food then became my drug. Similarly to you, to cope, I was eating my feelings, not even realizing that that was a thing. So, but there's a hard line. There's a hard, you know, where's the line that you cross from enjoying food as we should, as the pleasurable experience that it is that nourishes us and fuels us. But how do we stay in that zone and not go to abuse zone where we abuse the food in order to cope from our feelings? So where is that line, Dina? Where have you found the kind of middle road of developing a healthy relationship to food?
Well, I found that line or gray area through mindful eating.
Gray, very gray.
So to me, mindful eating looks at the who, the what, the when, the where, the why, the how, and the how much of our eating, which sounds like a lot, but you know, to be mindful is to be consciously and presently aware. So just to give you an example of each of those components, who we're with affects what we eat. I know that I have certain friends that, you know, we enjoy certain restaurants or we like to cook certain recipes or we, you know, our behavior around food is different than when I'm with other people. So who we're with affects our eating. Of course, what we eat is going to affect us. A lot of times, because we live in such a fast society, we don't take the time to stop and think about what we're eating, what's in this food, you know, where did this come from? When we eat is a factor in mindful eating. So are we eating 3 regular meals a day? Are we snacking all day? You know, what are the times that we're eating? Do we only eat at night? Where we eat has an effect. You know, obviously different restaurants are going to, you know, if we're at a different restaurant, we're going to select differently. When we eat at home, we often eat different than when we're out or at a party. The big one involved with mindful eating is the why. So obviously the number one reason we should be eating is because we're hungry, right? That's our physical response telling us we need to eat. But we often end up eating because we're stressed, anxious, bored, because we're celebrating. You know, it's like, oh, you know, I passed my test, or I graduated, or, you know, let's go have a party. So we eat. You know, there's always food involved with that. So really tapping into the why is so important. So a question that I ask myself often, probably multiple times a day, every day, is, am I hungry? Mm-hmm. You know, when I'm thinking about eating something, am I hungry? And it's important, don't get me wrong, it's okay to eat if we're not hungry. I'm not saying that at all. I mean, we should be able to get pleasure from food. But I think, you know, learning to figure out how to not do it too much is important, just for health reasons. And then, of course, too, to feel good. You know, when we overeat, we tend not to have as much energy. It depletes us. And I'm all about feeling good. Like, I want to feel positive and energized. So, I want to enjoy food, but, you know, not take it to a level where I'm overindulging. So asking that why. And if it's boredom, or maybe it was something that's stressing me out, then maybe I need to make a list of how I'm going to solve that problem tomorrow, or, you know, what I'm going to do, or sometimes solve it right there in the moment, depending on what's going on. If it's boredom, maybe I need something to occupy me. After I've kind of ruled everything out, there are times that I just want to eat because, you know what, I've been wanting to eat this for a while and it's here and I want to enjoy it. And so I have this really cool little trick that I follow and I teach my clients. It's a delay and distract, but don't deprive. So this is not about depriving yourself of that food that you really want. So the first step is to portion out something that you really, really, portion out something you really want, but a moderate portion, you know, not so small that you feel deprived, but not so big that it's going to leave you with a tummy ache. Mm-hmm. So enough to satisfy you. And before you take the first bite, you're going to think to yourself, what am I going to do when I'm done here? Am I going to go check an email? Am I going to switch my laundry? Am I going to take the kids upstairs? Am I going to go for a walk? Am I going to make a phone call? You know, anything. It doesn't have to be anything, you know, earth-shattering, just something. And then you sit down and enjoy it mindfully. Mindfully meaning you're paying attention to the taste and the smell and the texture and all of that of the food. And you enjoy it. And then when you're done, a lot of times, especially if it's something we really like and enjoy, the first thing we typically think about is, I want more, right? It's right. Like, oh, that was good. Give me a little more, just a little more, another spoonful or another bowl. And at that particular moment, we're very much in our emotional brain. You know, we have this rush of dopamine and, you know, we're feeling all these pleasure sensations. And at that point, our willpower is very low. It's very easy to say, yes, give me some more. You know, we're in the moment. And by coming up with that one action to do before you start eating, it's much easier to say, well, wait, I already decided I'm going to do this. And it's not that you can't go back for seconds. You're just going to let yourself do that one activity first. That way, when you're done with that activity, it's going to be easier to say no. Your brain is calmed down a little bit. Your rational thinking can kick in a little stronger. And then you can really decide, was that portion enough or do I need more to feel satisfied? And what clients come back and tell me and what I notice in myself is that sometimes I forget that I wanted seconds. Other times I may remember, but I'm able to say, you know what, I'm okay though. I don't really need more. And then there may be times to go back for more, but I don't feel guilty about it because overall I'm, you know, in much greater control than I used to be. So that is a really useful strategy that I've developed that has helped me to control the how much and also, you know, ties there into the why of our eating.
You know, so that is so funny you say that, because I have to use all these tips too, because similarly, and most of my clients have that same, but I wanted more, but I don't want this to end because it's a lovely experience. And what I've mm-hmm. learned to see food as is like the beginning, the middle, and the end. So what you're saying about knowing the conclusion and what's going to happen right after the conclusion as a tip to closing that story, that food experience story, so that we know what we're doing after, that is excellent. For example,
right.
today.
And it worked.
Yeah.
It worked.
Yeah. You know, today I had, for me, cereal is a big binge food. It as has always been. And I'm trying now in with all this work that I've put into food, you know, there's certain times when like before I'm working out, having, you know, some complex carbohydrates in the form of like a brown rice cereal, something like that really pumps me up. So, you know, yeah. I poured myself a bowl for breakfast with some eggs, and at the end of the cereal bowl experience, immediately I was like, go ahead, go pour yourself some more. But I had to do that trick, you know, okay, what's coming next? Mm-hmm. I'm not physically hungry anymore. The bowl will be there. It will always be there if I want it. I do not need it right now. So when we come back with Dina, much more tips, because she's got a bunch of them, and she's laying down some really awesome content here. So, Dina, you know, thank you. Thanks for
You're
all
awesome.
This.
Happy to be here.
Yay. So when we come back, more with Dina, more with Shine On Radio, and more with making peace with the food. We'll be right back.
In the wagon of a traveling show, my mama used to dance for the money they throw. Mama would do whatever he could, preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Pat. Many of you have heard me talk about the Lyme disease epidemic going on right now in the world. I want to tell you about my friends at Results RNA. They have now created an entire Lyme support system for immune system support, detoxification, rejuvenation, and neurological healing. Please visit ResultsRNA.com to learn more. And for first-time orders, you'll receive a special 10% discount. All you have to do is type in Dr. Pat at checkout.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Shine On Radio, Find Your Shine with Kelly, is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Lido, miss the boat that
day he left the shack. But that was all he missed, and he ain't coming back.
We're back on Shine On Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Ann Wadler, founder of Shine On Movement. I'm here with Dina Garcia. She's my special guest today. And on the break, I just had like a aha because we were chit-chatting. And it was an aha about being real. Dina and I are both in the wellness world. She's in clinical and holistic, both. And I'm more of the holistic gal. In this wellness, health, fitness world, which has a lot of opinions, and has a lot of people who are in it, thank goodness, but a lot of ways you can go about it. And I think where Dina and I both really relate to each other and are both creating businesses based on is this idea that we're real. And Dina shared a story at us at the top of the hour. She was like, well, I had just become a dietitian and I had gained 20 pounds while working because of stress. And that to me is being real. And what I want to say to you now is, you know, even though I'm in the wellness field and I help women heal their relationship to food, similarly to Dina, it doesn't mean that I have all this figured out already. No, I'm on my own journey too. And I'm always transparent with all of my clients and all of you. So I want to lead the top of this segment by saying, you know, no one in the world knows you and your body better than you, period. There is no guru out there. There's no magic shake. There is no magic diet plan that knows you better than you. So everything that you hear, especially on my show, especially anywhere, take it and question it and really see if it's right for you, because I don't know your body better than you do, and neither does Dina, or neither does anybody that comes on the show. And that's what's being real about health and wellness. And so what we're doing here today, and what Dina is like showering us with, are with tips that don't give you answers about what is right or wrong with your body, but tips that will help you discover further about what maybe your body has been telling you for years that you haven't been sure how to tune into yet, how to listen to. And that, to me, is what's being real about the wellness world. It's very confusing. I know it. I know it. I know it. Dina, what are your thoughts on that, on being real in this world that we're in?
Absolutely. I mean, you have to be, especially with all the messages that we're receiving. You know, our society has been, you know, on this quest for the perfect diet. And it's like the more and more we learn and try to perfect it, we as a society start actually going in the opposite direction, because we're receiving so many mixed messages. And, you know, we as humans have not evolved as quickly as our food environment has. You know, we're in an environment where food is everywhere. We see advertisements everywhere. And biologically, you know, the ability to eat more than we need is a survival mechanism that was built into us to survive feast and famine. And we don't really have the behavioral and emotional skills yet to cope with that, because our food environment changed so rapidly. And that's where I want to explain a little bit about the actions that we should be taking to better health, which is not finding the perfect diet.
Well, please do.
Okay, so this is something I think that sets me apart from the majority of dietitians, wellness coaches, doctors out there, and that is, most of them are focusing on the actions, because if we change our actions, we get results, right? Our actions are what lead to results. So that sounds, you know, like a good place to start. You know, eat this, don't eat that, exercise more. You know, we focus on the action. But the truth is, we really need to be focusing on what we believe to be true. So, and let me explain why. Our belief, what we believe, so if we believe eating healthy is difficult, we believe we don't have time to exercise, we believe we're not good enough, we believe that, you know, we'll never be enough, or we believe we're not capable, we don't deserve the promotion. I mean, this really applies to all aspects of our life, not just fitness and nutrition. So what we believe affects what we think. So when we believe these things, we start to think, you know, we have negative or positive thoughts in our head based on those beliefs. So, like, I used to believe that I needed a six-pack ab and that I needed to work hard and do this super strict dieting and exercise, you know, so many times a week. And, you know, these were my beliefs, and they affected my thoughts. But I also had the beliefs that I wasn't good enough, and so they were sort of these competing thoughts. And what we think about, our predominant thoughts on a daily basis, affect how we feel. And it's our feelings. We most of our actions that we make are actually based off of how we feel. So when we feel happy and we're motivated and excited, we're much more likely to take positive actions. When we're feeling sad and depressed, we're much less likely to take positive actions. So rather than focus on our actions, we should be going up that chain, looking at how we feel, what we're thinking, and our ultimate belief system. And it'll have this trickle-down effect. Because the truth is, we already know what actions we need to take. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of mixed messages out there about different types of ways you should eat and not eat and exercise like this or not like that. But ultimately, we know the basic actions. More fruits and vegetables, sleep more, you know, stress management, move more. I mean, we know the basic steps. And obviously, we're not taking those actions because of our feelings and our thoughts that are based on our beliefs. So I really help clients to dig into their belief system and the predominant thoughts that are going through their head, and working on ways to change those so that their feelings become more positive. And then it's much easier to follow through on the actions. And the best example I can give here is when I first started my practice, people would come into my office and they were all excited, like, you know, I've done every diet and I failed, but, you know, this is it. You're my last stop, you know, like, I'm going to do it right this time. I'm seeing a dietitian, you know. Their emotions and their feelings are very positive. So I could easily slap down a meal plan and an exercise routine and they would probably do it, because the feelings, they're basing their actions on the feelings. They're feeling capable, they're feeling empowered, they're feeling ready. But then, you know, for some people, a small percentage of people, they'll take it and run and they'll do great. But a majority of people are going to then later on have a life situation that comes up, a stressful week, they get sick, something bad happens at work, you never know. And then their feelings now change. They're not feeling those empowered, excited feelings anymore. And their underlying beliefs and thought patterns kick back in, and then they feel defeated. Oh, I couldn't even follow the basic meal plan the dietitian gave me. And so I basically, you know, by doing it that way, you're kind of setting them up for failure. But by building them up with positive thoughts and beliefs and creating new experiences for them that allow them to see how easy it can be, then you're setting them up for success.
Absolutely. You know, when we go into our relationship, first of all, our relationship to food goes deep. And, you know, I find similarly, you know, when clients come to my door and, you know, they're ready for the plan, you know, my first questions are always have to do with, well, how are you feeling? Because as you mentioned, there are beliefs that we have developed since we were children that mm-hmm. deeply affect how we behave the way we behave, and that affects how we eat. The quote, you know, the way we do anything is the way we do everything. So if we have an aspect or a belief that we have said that we are not enough or that we're too much, it directly affects our relationship to food. So when, you know, you go in thinking, okay, I'm going to do this diet, I'm going to do that, and it doesn't work, it's because the diet is a band-aid to something much, much deeper. And if you
wear band-aid all the time for a diet, that's so true.
Yeah, right? You're just covering something up that goes much deeper. Okay, I have to take a break. Why? All right, when we get back, we're going to get some more tips from Dina. And don't forget, you can call in with your questions. I know we're at the tail end of the show, but feel free or do the live feedback. The number is 1-800-930-2819. All your questions live with Dina Garcia. We'll be right back with more Shine On Radio and more with healing our relationship to food. We'll be right back.
We've already said
discover the 8 things the elements of prosperity want you to know. Lynn Brown is hosting a life-transforming, soul-expanding evening on April 30th featuring guest speaker and radio host Dr. Pat Basile. Lynn was guided to make this a by-donation event for entrance, and all proceeds will be donated towards uplifting the homeless community. For more information and to get tickets, visit eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com and type Lynn Brown in the search.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Shine On Radio and Ms. Dina Garcia, registered dietitian and all-around holistic eating, mindful eating coach. We've been diving in all about healing our relationship to food all show long, which is something that I'm very passionate about. So as we close, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact Dina. We just checked your website. Is everything running again or will be this afternoon?
I'm going to be checking in as soon as we get off of this call, calling my hosting company. So it should be up soon, I hope. I don't know what's going on.
Awesome. Well, just for the future and for people who are tuning in to the recording tomorrow and later this week, how can we contact you?
So you can go to my website when it's working again, which is VidaNutrition.com, V-I-D-A Nutrition.com. Or you can also join my private Facebook group, which is Eat, Play, Love Yourself Healthy. And I do lots of fun activities in there, challenges, all based around body positivity and healthy living. And you can find that group. You can just search for the group in Facebook, Eat Yourself Healthy. Or you can go to facebook.com/group/VidaNutrition.
Fantastic. You know what I call that? I call it hashtag freelancer entrepreneurial problems. You know, we... Listen, to those who aren't in the small business world, like Dina and I are, you know, where you try to run your business and you have your passion and you're really in it to help, right? And further your voice and further your mission to help the world. But then there's all these other things you have to worry about, like a website running and your host working. And so, listen, I get it. It'll be all figured out, no doubt, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. So, okay. This weekend also, when I started the show today, when I was talking about this moment that I had with myself where I was questioning if I was skinny enough again and again and again, and that creepy monster came back. But in the same respect this weekend, I also had this awesome conversation with my dad where we were talking about food. And obviously I love this conversation, but he is about to take, he's actually such an impressive person. He's going to get his black belt in Taekwondo, his third degree, and he's prepping his body for that test, which is in June. And he was asking me about, you know, what works well. And I got into this conversation with him about, you know, tuning in to what naturally energizes you and how you can really listen to that yourself. And one of the things that you were bringing into this show today that you really wanted to go over were some tips about how to really tune in and honor, you know, what your body is asking you for. So please let us know, and I'll be sure to add in some of my own.
Sure. So one of the first things that I tell people or talk to people about is slowing down when they eat. And paying attention and being mindful. I mean, when we're eating quickly or scarfing down a burrito in front of our computer or eating in the car, you know, we're not really giving food the attention it deserves. And we're rushing and rushing all day. It can be hard to just stop and slow down and eat your food in a very relaxed state. And when we're very stressed and rushed during mealtime, it's actually very bad for our digestion as well. It also causes us to eat more than we need to because our brain is not getting all the signals that it's supposed to get from eating. We get satisfaction from chewing and from the flavors of food. And when our mind is being distracted on something else, some of those signals get missed. And so slowing down really is number one. I mean, you've got to do that. Take the time to give food and eating the attention that it deserves. And the next thing, of course, you know, you want to stay hydrated. You want to eat at least three meals a day. That's kind of a minimum. But beyond that, you want to eat for your hunger. So I'm a huge fan of what's called a hunger scale. And if you do happen to make it to my website when it gets working, I have a free download that's called Three Simple Steps to Creating Healthy Meals. And one of those steps is following a hunger scale. So rather than telling yourself, you know, oh, I'm only allowed half a cup of this, or I need to eat exactly that many grapes or whatever, you know, let your body determine the portion sizes by listening to how hungry you are, because there's days you need more food and there's days that you need less food. So when you rely on a meal plan to dictate to you exact portion sizes, then you're going against what your body is telling you. And I can go into many reasons why that's not good, but probably don't have time right now, but really focus on that hunger scale, and you can get a free copy of that on my website through that free download. The next tip I would say would be, so this is kind of what I call my formula for staying fueled, and it's called PF3. PF3 stands for protein, fat, fiber, and fluid. So those are the things that you really want to make sure that you're getting in your meals. But I'm all about practicality, and I am not all about tracking my food and counting macronutrients or points or anything, because to me, I want to just be able to, you know, eat and live my life. I don't want to be focused on counting and tracking and all that. I did that for too many years when I was dieting and had my disordered eating, and I'm over that. So I'm all about simple and practical. And an easy, easy way to meet those PF3 guidelines without having to do a lot of thinking, as long as you can count to six, you can probably handle it. So here's my simple little strategy that, and I use this myself, actually. And, you know, to point out, I never ask people for perfection. We're just looking for progress and effort. And so what I try to work with people on is getting at least four food groups a meal. So there's six food groups that I've categorized foods into. And I'm saying just try to get four of those at each meal. Make one or two of them a fruit or a vegetable, you know, and you get brownie points. But by getting those four food groups, you're going to be pretty well likely covered in terms of getting a well-balanced intake of protein, fat, fiber, and then fluid. By fluid, that's actually, quickly want to drink water, but I'm also referring to fluid that's in the food. So you eat something like crackers, which are very dry. I could probably, eat 200-300 calories worth of crackers and my stomach wouldn't even feel any different.
Right.
And I wouldn't feel satisfied or full. But when you eat something that has a little bit more water content in it, you're going to feel much more satisfied. So, some fruit with some nuts, a couple hundred calories of that, you're going to feel much more satisfied than the dry, dried out crackers. So, looking at the fluid in your food helps with satiety. But getting that good balance of carbs, protein, and fat, if you get in at least four of the six food groups at each meal, you're gonna get a pretty good balance without really having to try, count, track, anything like that.
Awesome, awesome tips. Dina, you've been just like a fountain of information today, and it's been so fun, and we're so thankful for all of your expertise. And everybody, please check out vitanutrition.com. It'll be up later today, or it'll be figured out. And I want to just end with a quick piggyback off what Dina said. And, I love those tips about the PF3 or whatever, however you put that, and slowing down. And I just want to leave you with this, that saying that goes, "You are what you eat," has really resonated with me, where I finally understood that what I'm putting into my body becomes who I am. And if this body is this sacred vessel that protects me and allows me to express myself, I want to try to honor that the best that I can. And sometimes that means honoring it with the best brownie I've ever had, and that's okay. So keep that in mind, Dina. Thank you so much for coming on the show. You totally rocked it out.
I had a good time. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And everybody check her out, Dina Garcia, vitanutrition.com. And we will be back with Shine On Radio, same time, same place, next Monday. Have a fantastic week and shine on, everybody.
You've been listening to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. This hit show celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly each Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. To learn more about Kelly, visit shineonwithkelly.com and tune in next week.